Good morning. Thank you for joining this morning. Practice being aware of awareness. So we could start with a very direct question. And that is being here? Mind often for me apparently likes to make this seem very, very complicated. But in its essence, this practice is one of recognizing that being is present. So it's not thinking about that you've learned about being and that you can confirm that you're familiar with the concept, but it's actually taking the question in, is being here, and doing the looking. We all look from the exact place to the same exact place. We don't have different routes, different strategies, different conditioned responses to that question. The question is being present. Because there is no thinking involved. There is no separate you that has to figure out this being thing and where you forgot it or how to find it. Is being present right now. And when the right now's added, mind can imply that that differentiates from a moment ago, an hour ago, a day ago. But that's just mind doing what it does, which is applying conceptual learning and dividing up reality into segments, and then naming those segments and attaching significance to the conceptually rendered segmented reality. So this is the direct path that they speak about. It does not get more direct than this. Is being here. Is being present. So when asked, is beingness here? For me, there's an almost instantaneous, feels like a turning inwards without anything to turn. So an almost instantaneous confirmation, a yes. So a follow-on question would be, what knows that? By what is that known? What is it or how is it that the presence of beingness is confirmed? Because notice there's not like 50% confidence or 85% or even 95% confidence. There's 100% confidence. Unshakable, undoubtable confidence that being is present. We can check to see if that's so in your direct experience. And if so, what knows that? And like all inquiries, we don't give it to the mind. We don't direct it to the mind for conceptual answers. Because all the mind can do is identify objects and differentiate things. It's very good at that. We are directing the question directly to the beingness, to the knowingness. Not the knowing about, not that which thinks about beingness, but that which is beingness, is the knowingness. What is it or how is it that the presence of beingness is confirmed? And this is where the concept from that 14th century mystical teaching, the cloud of unknowing, is helpful for me. Because the invitation is to rest in the cloud of unknowing. Kind of like give up the surrender or the struggle or the effort to know, to get to an answer, to find an answer, to inhabit a doer who knows how to do this. We just let all that be seen and fall away. Instead, we rest in the cloud of unknowing. Knowing that beingness is present, knowing that something confirms that. And then consenting to whatever degree of unknowing is So is it available to recognize beingness and then rest in that beingness? And if the question arises, how's the beingness known? What sees or knows that resting in beingness is happening? Can we rest in not knowing? Can we rest in that cloud of not knowing? Using that as a symbol, that's helpful. share a quote by Adyashanti. Deeper understanding and insight flow forth from a quiet mind. Deeper understanding and insight flow forth from a quiet mind. Deeper understanding and insight flow forth from a quiet mind. So again, from Adi Shanti, all true knowing arises out of the unknown and is an expression of the unknown. All true knowing arises out of the unknown and is an expression of the unknown. all true knowing arises out of the unknown and is an expression of the unknown. So what is it that sees the unknown? What is it that knows that being with the unknown is happening? What is it that knows there is a vast unknown? Final quote from Adi Shanti: the infinite is neither one nor many. Neither dualistic nor non-dualistic. Neither worldly nor spiritual. Neither self nor other. The infinite is neither one nor many, neither dualistic nor non-dualistic, neither worldly nor spiritual, neither self nor other. The infinite is neither one nor many, neither dualistic nor non-dualistic, neither worldly nor spiritual, neither self nor other. That brings us to the bottom of the hour. Thank you all for joining this morning.